USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are moving quickly with the impeachment investigation of President Trump, ordering Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to turn over Ukraine-related documents and scheduling testimony for witnesses to alleged abuse of power. The president was notably silent in front of cameras as the escalating inquiry gained momentum. His campaign, though, has rolled out a multi-million dollar ad targeting Democratic lawmakers and former Vice President Joe Biden.
Joe Biden promised Ukraine $1 billion if they fired the prosecutor investigating his son's company.
Biden's son Hunter joined the board of Ukrainian Natural Gas Company in 2014, but has since left. A former deputy prosecutor in Ukraine told CBS there's no evidence of wrongdoing.
Never, ever.
Did you ever see any evidence of wrongdoing by Joe Biden?
Never, ever.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Strong winds and heavy snow have led to power outages and road closures as a wintry storm threatens to drop several feet of snow in some areas of the northern Rocky Mountains. KRTV forecaster Jason Lair.
Some of the snow totals we're looking at, 12 to 18, very likely for Cut Bank. I did bump Great Falls a little bit, 8 to 12. A lot of that's going to depend on grassy areas versus roadways. Grassy areas are going to see a lot more in the accumulation terms. Helena, about 5 to 8, I think, is a solid estimate.
Another day of protests in Hong Kong. BBC reporter Stephen McDonald.
We have water cannons down the end of the road spraying water with blue dye in it. There are people here smashing up government buildings. The authorities, in the lead up to the 70th anniversary of the Communist Party coming to power in China, aren't prepared to tolerate the levels of disturbance that they were prepared to put up with weeks ago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Afghan voters have cast their ballots in a presidential election, but Election Day was marked by violence and chaos at many polling stations. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
There was an upsurge in violence in the days leading up to the elections, and it continued on Election Day. And many Afghans found incomplete voter lists, unworkable biometric ID systems aimed at curbing fraud, and in some cases, hostile election workers. The leading contenders, incumbent President Ashraf Ghani and his partner in the five-year-old unity government, Abdullah Abdullah. Preliminary results are due on October 17th, a final count due on November 7th. If no candidate wins 51%, a second election will be held. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Influenza is on the rise, USA's John Clemens reports.
While the percentage of flu cases is below the national baseline for this time of year, people like Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is concerned about an outbreak among young children.
We see that the youngest are most affected, with incidence highest among children younger than 6 months, followed by those aged 6 to 23 months. Illness occurs very quickly. 65% of reported flu deaths in children happen within 7 days after symptom onset. 38% of deaths occur before being admitted to the hospital.
Secretary Azar said half of the influenza-associated pediatric deaths occurred in children with no pre-existing medical conditions. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.